Hi, my name is Danny Morrell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Sales Show. I feel like you guys might be getting tired of me saying that, but from all of the messages, all of the thank yous, etc., that I receive on a daily and weekly basis, I think the opposite. I think you guys are having a great time listening to the show, and I just want to say thank you to all of you for all your kind remarks. Before I get started, I want to remind you guys, go to iTunes and rate the show. Give it a 5-star rating. And make sure to write a comment about it, because we are going to be having some phenomenal guests here in the near future, and it really helps us with the show. So I've got a special and different guest for today's show. This individual has nothing to do with the real estate industry, and yet does have a lot to do with helping you all sell more houses, because there is nothing, and I say nothing, that can help you sell more homes than giving you the ability to feel fantastic about yourself. That is the number one thing and the number one contributor to your success in life, your success in business, is feeling first and foremost confident and excited about who you are. And a lot of times what we do is, well, not a lot of times, we sometimes attach our success and the way we feel about ourselves to the way we feel in our bodies. And so this person is an expert at making you feel great in your body and making you look great in your body too. Please help me welcome my coach and my friend, Ms. Kara Bennett. Kara, say hello, please.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Danny, for having me on the show.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Fantastic. So listen, this is a unique show, and yet it's going to be a show that has a lot of impact on a lot of people, because I know for myself that when I feel great about what's going on in my personal life, what's going on in my physical life, what's going on in all of the above, I go out and I do a great job in business. And I think that a lot of people out there might be able to relate to this. So do me a favor, Kara. Let's start off with this. Tell them a little bit of a brief background about yourself, who you are, what you do, et cetera.
Background about myself. I've kind of always been in the health and fitness industry. I grew up in it. Always led a healthy lifestyle, starting from my mom.
By the way, guys, her mom is a beast.
My mom is a beast.
I've met her mom.
She would kill me if I told her age, but she is about, I would say, 60 and still going strong.
Awesome. Awesome. So
I think it started from her. As far back as I can remember, I was the kid that went to school with a lunchbox of carrot sticks, apple slices, raw peanut butter, and fresh made homemade jam.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I probably didn't have my first soda until I was a teenager.
Was serious.
Yeah, she was serious. And you know, she teases me now. I used to tease her all the time because that's all she did was, you know, healthy eating, exercise. I'm like, you do it too much. And now she teases me. Mm-hmm. You're doing the same thing. Uh-huh. So I guess we both became obsessed with it. And it's a lifelong journey. I mean, I haven't always eaten the way that I do now. I would say it's about since the past 10 years where I kind of switched over everything. I had my second son and changed my diet at that point. It changed my world, changed my life. I thought I ate good,
right,
the best that I could, but until you actually experiment and go out there and find out for yourself, and I've been doing it ever since and feel phenomenal.
So I've got a ton of questions to ask you, obviously. But before I do, I want people to hear more about your mom. I really do. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you because I remember going to your gym to work out with you. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing your mom, and she's obviously, I mean, fit as fit can be. And I remember something you said that really just like left an impression on me. And you said she works out 7 days a week.
Yes.
Like never takes a day off.
Religiously.
Like 365 days a year?
365 days a year. Maybe one day a month.
Maybe. Okay.
Maybe.
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 If that.
Yeah.
I bet if she hears that, she'll probably get upset with you for saying that, by the way.
Probably, or
Yeah.
she'll go out and start working out. She won't. She'll go out twice, work out twice in a day.
I love that. I love
But yeah,
that.
even on the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, I wake up probably 5:45 in the morning, and she's already done
She's
at the
already
gym.
done.
She's already done with her workout.
So listen, that is obviously an obsession. That's obviously someone who is wired in a way to have immense amount of discipline. We'll talk about mom first, and then we'll talk about how that translated to you and your success in the fitness world. But where do you think that comes from?
I just think it's probably the way she grew up. And she's changed her diet over the years. She was a vegetarian at one point, went back. I actually got her back to eating meat,
Okay.
and just because of what the exercise that she was doing, for her goals, it worked for her. And she kind of, it was just the obsession. You start it and you just build upon it and you go from there and you can't stop. And it's been instilled on me.
Right. And
So,
do you think that a lot of what you know or a lot of what you're conditioned to believe when it comes to fitness came from that example that you,
absolutely.
It has? Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I didn't fight it, but I would say I just watching her. And again, like I said, I used to make fun of her. My sister and I would make fun of her because she worked out so much and she was so religious about what she ate, put into her body. And then of course, a few more years go by and here I am doing the exact same
exact
thing.
Same thing. Yeah. I
Yeah.
love that. I love that. You know, what I'm thinking of right now is I'm thinking of just parenting in general and how important it is to give a great example to your kids because they really are watching everything you do.
Absolutely. And you don't realize it until you become an adult and you look back on it. And me remembering, I had nothing to trade my friends at the lunch table because they're not going to trade me their Hostess cupcakes for
Right.
some carrot sticks.
Wait a minute. So you, as a little kid, you didn't have anything to trade for you.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. It was, and I remember it. I would, at school, I ate my lunch one day and I bit into an apple that my mom packed me and lost my tooth in it. Another day, my friend had a two pack of little Debbie Hostess cupcakes. And she said, "Well, what do you have in your box? I'll trade you one of mine for something you have." And I looked in it. I said, "Well, I have a peanut butter and I think it was actually an almond butter and fresh made jam sandwich, carrot sticks and apples.
Wow.
No chips, no nothing." So I grew up on a lifetime of that. And then our Sundays were, I come from an Italian background, so we had homemade lasagna, pastas, that kind of stuff. But that was pretty much it.
That was like the cheat meal.
That was the cheat meal,
yeah.
But I didn't know any difference. That's just what I was used to.
I love
yeah.
it.
So it instilled on me, and I don't think I knew what Kool-Aid was or tried that either till I was probably a teenager.
None of that.
None of it.
And you
no.
came out okay, obviously.
I came out okay.
So let's talk about this because you're also a business owner.
Yes.
And so sometimes I'll be honest. I think that's one of the things that I am working on personally. In my life, I'm a big believer that I can have it all. And yet, man, I think I've been conditioned the opposite. I've been conditioned. I love my cookies and I love my milk. And I love it. My bread and butter. Oh my God. I just absolutely love it. And sometimes I tend to justify it. And I think to myself, well, I kick ass in business. So, I kick ass in business and nobody can touch me there. So it's okay. I can kind of mess up a little in my physical life, but it's not that way. And I obviously don't want to live that way. How do you think your success in your physical life has translated to your business life?
I think just because I practice what I preach.
Right.
I wasn't always in the fitness industry. I played sports. I played basketball in high school, middle school. So I was always active. I wasn't allowed to have video games. My parents bought me a basketball hoop or volleyball nets for Christmas. And it was go outside and play, be active, do something active.
Right.
And I knew at one point, it took me years to figure it out, but I knew that one point in my life, I wanted to do something where I could be outside whenever I wanted, but helping people in the process.
Right.
Some kind of health, fitness, lifestyle, but I couldn't pinpoint what it was. I just knew that's what I wanted.
Okay.
And back in, I think it was 2009, I quit my job and I was a single mom at the time, quit my job and put in everything I had, opened up a gym, and haven't looked back.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for you. Good for you.
Thank
and then,
you.
And so you also do nutritional coaching, and we'll get into how people get a hold of you a little bit later. But let's talk about this 10-day detox. So
right.
you just had me go through it.
Mm-hmm.
I went through it personally for 10 days. I remember the first 4 days were really, really tough. But I got through it, you know, and at the end of the day, it didn't seem like too big of a big deal. And I know that I felt great as a result. I'd lost 4 pounds or so. So share with everybody the basic principles behind the 10-day detox.
It's basically a sugar detox. What I try to do is I put together a program where it takes anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks for your body to completely get rid of cravings. And you want your body to learn the difference between real sugar and processed sugar.
Hmm.
And that's what the detox is for. So we take away all the sugar, the carbs, the alcohol, which is usually the hardest for most. And basically have you eat lean animal protein, vegetables, no fruit, no starch.
No fruit at all.
No fruit at all.
Which, that's a big, I mean, people like, I always thought blueberries were healthy, and I know they're healthy, but
right.
for the purpose of the detox, not even that.
Right. Not even fruit, because your body recognizes fruit as sugar. So in order to tell the difference, you've got to get rid of it completely.
Okay.
So the detox, most people that I've put on it will lose anywhere from 4 or 5 to even upwards of 14 pounds that first week, depending on how many they have to lose.
To lose, right.
Yeah, if you have more to lose, of course you're going to lose more that 10 days.
Okay.
And the more strict you are, the better. And it's just, again, like I said, it's teaching your body the difference between real sugar and processed sugar.
Got it.
And once you get past that 10 days... you feel better. Day 3, like you said, you crash. Most people crash. Very few don't. And once you get past that hurdle, you have that boost in energy. Day 5, day 6, you'll start feeling better. And then on day 10, when you finish, you have that piece of fruit, that apple, blueberries, it tends to taste like candy.
Yeah.
But now your body knows the difference of sugar versus real sugar versus processed sugar.
Okay. So I'll tell you what, it was funny because this morning was the first time I had oatmeal in a long while. And, you know, I remember you texted me and you asked me, what does it feel like? You had real food. And my response was like, it wasn't that big of a deal. And I guess I'm realizing now is because I guess I got used to not having it.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah. And your taste buds changed. So you're used to not having it and you don't crave it anymore.
Right.
So when you do have it, it's not that big of a deal.
Right. Right. Gotcha. Okay. I have my light monitor coming to you. Don't worry. Yeah, she's coming. But okay. Fantastic. All right. And so why the importance of 10 days? Why not like 3 days? Like I've heard a lot of people do juicing for a couple days or whatever the case may be.
3 days I think is not enough. It's if you do it for 2, 3 days, even 4 days, you still tend to have those cravings.
Okay.
You know, 3, 4 days, you go back to the sugar, you go back to the oatmeal, bread, whatever it may be that you want, your body, it doesn't allow it enough time to completely get rid of all those nutrients. It's, you know, no different than, you know, if you drink a lot of alcohol, you have a hangover the next day. Sometimes it takes 2 days to feel completely normal again.
Got it.
Your body still holds on to that.
Got it.
And what you want to do is just get rid of that feeling completely altogether.
Okay.
Some people have go 7 days. If they can do 7, they're usually good. But most of the time, 99% of them want to do that extra 3 days.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I say, go for it. If you can make it 3 more days, make it 3 more days.
Okay, good. And so then after that, what happens? I mean, what, like you have me, I can eat oatmeal again,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want to go back to doing what I normally did. Is that
right.
Right.
So you want to now maintain it. You can incorporate a few foods back into it. Things, you know, of course, fruit. There's other starchy foods or like sweet potatoes, yams, and then a few other things. But other than that, it's just constantly just eating clean and just changing habits, changing your
yeah.
beliefs.
Yeah.
Because people don't know. And that's a big part of it, too. They don't know how to eat. Nobody ever teaches you how. It's you kind of just have to figure it out on your own. And the food industry, they tell you what they want you to eat. And
right.
it doesn't necessarily mean it's good for you.
And to drink, because I'm now drinking a gallon of water.
And it's almost gone.
Right, it's almost gone. Yep, it absolutely is. As a matter of fact, if it wouldn't poke me, my microphone, I'd just finish it off right now. because I want to get it done. But okay, so tell me this, Kara. Let's start with, see, because I assume I've been working out, whatever the case may be, since I was 18 years old. So I know what a protein, a carbohydrate, and a fat is. I know the basics, but I don't think a lot of people do. So let's start with the beginning. What's the differences, and what do they do for your body?
They all do a little bit something different. You want to have, number one, you want to have a well-balanced meal. Okay. You want to, I know everybody's probably heard high protein diets. The one I have everybody go through, they think it's, you know, it's high protein, it's low carbs, but it's not. It's, you're eating about 40% carbs a day, which is what your body needs from vegetables, fruits, when you can eat fruits after the 10 days, just to get those nutrients back in. And then 30% of it is protein, and that's coming from any kind of lean animal protein, fish, eggs. You can get protein from seeds, preferably lean animal protein. And it helps with muscle building. Again, putting nutrient, red meat gives you iron, puts other nutrients into your body, and then your healthy fats. Right. Those are important too. They not only help boost metabolism, but it healthy fat actually helps you burn bad fat. It gives you good sustained energy. So a lot of people are afraid of that, but it's portion control.
Got it. Okay. It's portion control.
It's portion control.
And I've got to ask you this question. How do you keep that control?
Well, number one, don't count calories. If you're eating the way I teach you to eat, you can eat as much as you want. It's just putting the right foods into your body. As long as you're putting the right foods, I mean, you could have, of course, you don't want to eat 3,000-4,000 calories a day if you're not exercising and sitting down most of the day.
Right.
You don't want to go under probably around 1,200 calories just because your body won't get the nutrients it needs to sustain. But other than that, you can eat as much as you want. You know, fill your plate, good rule of thumb, handful of protein, half a plate of vegetables, and a small, you know, maybe a third of an avocado for your healthy fat.
Okay. And so, Kara, I'm only imagining this is going to be a question on a lot of people's minds, but the psychological battle of when you mess up. Like, I'll give you an example. You know, this weekend was a Super Bowl. I had, maybe 6 shots of tequila. I had a little bowl of ice cream. I had some brownies with it. I had my cookies in there. And that was a mess up. You know, that was a mess up for me, right? I don't think you don't ever get that bad, do you?
No.
You don't? No. Well, thank you for making me feel fantastic about my life, right? Okay, all right. But when you do mess up, what does that look like for you?
You just go backwards. You can't beat yourself up over it. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's going to go backwards. I mean, you have to live life. You know, for me, it's easy. I've just been doing it for so many years and so long. It's normal for me. But, you know, when I decide I want to go mess up, if my drug choice of foods is a breakfast burrito with cheese and hash browns and bacon and avocado, and I'm
See, but even that's not all that bad.
No, it's not. It's
so
really
when was
not.
The last time you had like a cookie?
2 nights ago.
Okay.
But I had 2 and they were little. They were Girl Scout cookies.
You can tell cookies is like a big deal for me.
Yeah.
You can tell. Yeah. Okay. All right.
But I do have to say, make me a tray of brownies and I will probably polish off 3/4 of it.
Okay. All right.
But,
and so when that happens, what do you do? What do you the next day, what is that like for you?
It's okay. Just because everything else I do, I eat so clean. You know, all I drink is water and tea, coffee, but everything else that I do is so clean that as long as I'm not going overboard on the cheat, and it's just one sitting, it's one time. So I'm not eating the brownies all day long.
Right.
You know, it's same with the breakfast burrito. I eat it, I'm done. I move on with my life
and that's it.
Go back to eating clean the rest of the day. It will upset my stomach a little, or I'll kind of get tired, feel like I want to take a nap. Uh-huh. And that's just normal. Your body's not used to the carbs. You know, it puts you a step backwards. But I think for me personally, again, like I eat so clean that when I do it, I don't feel guilty.
Got it.
You know, as far as somebody new coming in and trying the diet and they go backwards a day, 2 days, you're going to feel kind of crappy the next day and maybe even the second day. And it's just, go back to the detox. You don't have to do it for 10 days, do it for 2 days. Just cut out the fruits, you know, just go back to
that.
Veggies and your protein.
Okay.
And you'll be back to normal. You'll feel fine.
Okay, cool. So tell me this. I've always had the belief, like I know this is true, but I just want validation. Everyone has a six pack. You just can't see it because it's covered with
fat. Right.
Right.
Okay. Right.
So in other words, and what I'm learning from you and I'm learning throughout this discussion is everything you eat has an effect on your body and on the way you feel. Is that
absolutely
everything? So that's just a fact of life. There's nothing you can do about it. And when you see someone that is in really good shape or whatever the case may be, it's just because they're making better choices than you are with the foods that they eat.
Correct.
It boils down to that.
That's it.
All right. So I've got a buddy of mine that you happen to know. His name is Jason Crawford.
Yeah.
And Jason recently lost 50 pounds.
Yeah. I think it was 51.
51 pounds in 90 days.
Yeah.
And went from literally man-chi-chis to a six-pack.
Yes.
Holy smokes. Tell me about that. How did he do it?
A lot of it, well, 80-90% of it is diet. And then, of course, towards the end, it's the gym. I mean, at the end of the day, you want results like that. You have to get to the gym.
Right.
But it's, you know, of course, we live together. So it's, you eat what I cook for you, but it's no different than what I tell you to eat.
So if I want to lose 50 pounds in 3 days, I got to live with Kara.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
Claudia, yeah. I hope you're hearing this right now.
You just actually have to stay strict, stay true to your goals, right? I try to get people to write their goals down, put it on post-it notes, memorize it, make it short, 2-3 sentences. I mean, I do it for myself for things, and I put a post-it note on the dashboard of my car and I repeat it 10 times a day till I memorize it. You continue to see it. The more you see it, the more you're going to stick to your goals. I mean, put them inside the refrigerator. Put them on the box of the cookies if you need to.
Got it.
But the diet is absolutely the hardest part.
Okay.
If you can start with that and square that away, then you have more energy. Then you can make it to the gym and you incorporate that and you build upon that. But yeah, the 90 days, it was tough for him. It wasn't easy. Right. But he didn't cheat in 90 days. Not once.
Wow, that is awesome.
Not once.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And it was in the beginning, the first 30 days, it wasn't a lot of gym time, you know, just your regular cardio, normal cardio type workouts, but it's just a healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, clean, healthy dinner, and your snacks throughout the day, water, and then you just go from there. And I want to say it was, if I remember, I think he lost 15 pounds the first 10 days.
Wow, that is awesome.
Just from diet, no exercise.
Just from that.
Yeah,
that
just
is fan-freaking-tastic.
Yeah,
I love it. All right, so let's go here with this conversation because I think we've covered quite a bit. Mm-hmm. If someone said, "All right, I'm motivated now. I understand it. I understand the importance of this," and obviously, I don't want to give away everything that you do because there's immense value in what you do. By the way, if you're a listener, I want you to hire Kara. Like, you have to hire Kara. That's just part of life. You want to get better at something, you need coaching and accountability. And I think she's fantastic. And I'm going to give you her information a little bit later. But what are some basic, like, Kara Bennett rules to losing weight and getting the best shape of your life? If you could pinpoint, like, top five.
Top five. Number one, just stay the course.
Okay.
Follow the program.
Okay.
Follow it to a T. You will have results. 100% of my clients have had results.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. You have to be mentally ready for it. If you're not mentally ready for it, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
So
that's number two, get mentally ready for it.
Get mentally ready. I think mentally ready is number one.
All right.
Number two, clean out your pantry.
Okay.
Number three, just
hold on. Clean out your pantry, meaning
get rid of all the cookies.
All of them.
The brownie mixes, the cookies, the pastas, the rice,
everything.
All of it.
It's all not good.
Yes. And once I'm your coach, if I need to put you on a FaceTime call and look through your fridge, I will tell you what to throw away.
Wow, I love it.
And a lot of time that's hard for people because their family, depending if they have kids. I know my kids eat pretty healthy, but they still have hamburger helper. They have macaroni and cheese. You know, you can't. Yeah. They eat cookies.
Right, right.
But it's just if you want it bad enough, you're going to do it for yourself.
Okay.
Number four. Hit the gym.
How often?
4 or 5 times a week.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be super intense. It's just get yourself out
get
there.
Get yourself out there and do something.
Yeah. And
the diet and alone, from what I hear you saying, will make a drastic impact on people.
Absolutely. Okay. One of my current clients, he's struggled getting into the gym, and I just start with diet.
Yeah.
Started with diet. He's lost 40 pounds in 8 weeks.
Wow.
Just with diet, no gym.
Wow, that is fantastic.
So, yeah, and he just sticks to it. And then I would say the final piece is don't kill yourself over it. You know, I recommend a weekly cheat meal. It's most people do it. You don't have to, but it's one sitting, have that meal, whatever your heart desires that week, whatever day of the week it is, whenever you're craving it, just go
do
for
it.
It.
Just go for
go
it.
Go all out. Yeah. If it's brownies, cookies, pizza, chips, anything, you name it, just put it on the plate, eat it all at once and be done and move on
and
with
move
your
on
day.
With
it it helps for the sanity part of it.
Yeah, I got you.
Knowing that you can get through it. Yeah. And my goal is to get you to the point where you can make those really healthy lifestyle changes and then go on and be able to do it on your own.
Right.
And continue on. And it's hard. Again, you know, you have coaches for everything and it's the same thing. It's people need that accountability.
Heck yeah. Absolutely.
In order to stay with it.
Absolutely.
And I've noticed that the second they're done with their challenge or they're done with the coaching session, they'll come back in 2 weeks.
Awesome.
Like just they need that extra push, that extra help. And I mean, it's like I said, it's depending on how long you've been on this planet. It's everything that's been instilled in your head.
Yeah.
You know, you really, really don't know the importance of eating clean and what your body was designed to eat for optimal performance. Yeah. Yeah. And most people don't have time or don't want to get to the gym. Can't, you know, for whatever reason, maybe it's not for them, but diet is 80 to 90% of it. And if you can get that under control, you're golden and the gym comes next.
You know what, Kara, it's so funny. I mean, a lot of it is your mindset because I remember, you know, when I'm really hooked on business and when I'm really you know, working to grow this thing and coaching the agents and doing that everything that I have to do, every once in a while, I'll start buying into this mindset that I just don't have time to cook for myself, which, you know, I'm eventually going to just hire a cook for us 24/7, but that's a whole nother story. But it's such BS because I grab a piece of foil paper. I stick a little pouch of salmon in there. I sprinkle it with some lemon and some lemon pepper and some garlic salt and some amino acids and olive oil. I wrap it. That took me 2 minutes. I wrap it up and I stick it in the oven for 20. And that's it. I go take a shower. By the time I get done, I come back out. I pop it in my little container with my little veggies or my salad and I'm good to go.
Absolutely.
And everybody could do that if they wanted to.
Yes. Everybody has time. Or there's that thing called the crock pot.
Right.
Bring that out. It cooks it for you. You have meal, make enough for 2-3 days and there's no excuse. You throw a few vegetables in a pan and you have a meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easy. It's just, again, it's the mental mindset. It's what you're used to. And it's changing the way
changing
you think.
The way you think. I love it. Okay. Got it. All right. And then the other thing for me, Kara, that I've learned from you is, you know, when I do mess up, like for example, Super Bowl Sunday, I messed up, right? Which is all good. I'm okay with it. Monday, I'm back to normal. Today, back to normal, other than the fact that I had the oatmeal in the morning, but even that is not all that bad. Back to drinking my gallon of water. And the biggest thing is don't beat yourself up when you do go over.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right,
got it.
Absolutely.
Cool. I love it.
Yeah, you can't beat yourself up. You do that, you're going to have a hard time going back through it. Just we're all human. We make mistakes, but it's not even a mistake at that point. It's, I mean, you went 10 days completely detoxing, did a phenomenal job. Then you have your one day, your one meal. And as long as you have the mental capacity to just get back on track and keep pushing forward, then you're fine.
All right. All right. I love it. Okay, guys. So this is my favorite part of the show. We're going to go on to social media. Guys, if you don't already do this, you got to follow me on Instagram. Just look for Danny Morrell. I'm probably the only Danny Morrell out there that wears a suit and is a real estate coach. As a matter of fact, I think I am. So you can easily spot me out. And then on Facebook, it's facebook.com/danny.morrell.page. And Morrell is M-O-R-E-L. So listen to that. Or subscribe there. And I've got three questions on Instagram. So let's go to Instagram here real fast. Give me 1 second. Okay, here's a question from Maribel Swing. We got a couple questions. All right, here's a question from Melissa Greenwald. Melissa writes, how long did it take to master working out / eating right on a consistent basis?
For me?
For you.
Personally, I think because I grew up on it, it was instilled in me. So okay. It was just common for me. Until 9 years ago when I went to a nutrition seminar and I meddled in a few different diets. I went to one nutrition seminar back in 2009, and that's where it was life-changing for me.
It was. Okay.
Yeah, it was. And it was, we broke for lunch that day. And from that day forward, I changed my diet. So, and I stuck with it, and it was mental. So it can happen overnight. But then again, it depends on the person, each individual person.
Right.
But yeah, you get the diet under control. Most of my clients within 6 to 9 weeks, they're good with that. And then they start incorporating exercise. So it's not that long.
Yeah.
A couple months of your life.
I can say again, other than for Super Bowl Sunday, I'm back to normal. Like I don't really feel like I need anything.
Right.
I just feel like I just got to stick with the program now. That's it.
Exactly. And it's your new normal. So it's not even, it's easy for you. It's just the new normal.
Okay.
You've changed your habits.
All right. So there's no such thing as being big boned.
There's no such thing as being big boned. Our bones are all the same size.
You just have a little more cushion in the tushin. That's all it is, right? Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, good. All right. So Maribel Swing asks, what is needed in a consistent basis to gain weight / muscle if your metabolism is very high?
You just have to up your calories, up your meals. You're going to want to eat more than the normal person. More of the good stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
More healthy carbs, of course, coming from sweet potatoes, yams. And that's something different I go into with my clients is, if you're putting fitness into it, we adjust meals according to what you do. Because if you're just the average person and you're doing cardio a couple times a week, you're going to eat a little less calories than anybody else. But if you're doing heavy weight training, you have a fast metabolism, you need to get enough nutrients. So again, it's just eating clean, the timing of the food, and making sure you're eating more.
Love it. Okay. Let me see. Here's another one. This is from Gabriel Gibran. I know Gabriel from Arizona. What are the best tools and systems you have in place to facilitate your success in a consistent diet?
Mindset.
That's the best tool you have.
Yeah.
And so, okay. So help me with that. So what is that mindset? Describe that to me.
I know that I want to feel good. And in order to do that, I have to keep that mindset of continually feeding my body with what it's intended to eat. Yeah. We weren't put here to eat food out of a box, processed foods. It's no matter what it says on there. If you turn the box around, that first ingredient is probably something pretty bad, whether it says, gluten-free, sugar-free, low calorie, whatever. You don't pay attention to any of that. Turn it around, look at the ingredients, and then just go from there. And it's just constantly pushing forward, and it's a learning process.
Okay. All right. I love it. And then he asks as well, seems like trying to transform your body is a full-time job. How do you create balance with careers and health? Is that a mindset?
It's mindset. It's how bad you want it. But then again, yes, I own a gym. Yes, I do nutrition for a living. It's my lifestyle, but I only work out an hour a day.
That's it.
An hour a day.
So you do CrossFit.
Yeah, I do CrossFit.
So one WOD a day. Because let me ask you something else. There's another myth. I mean, when you know the fitness world, because of social media, has just. I mean, there's calorie counting now. There's if it fits your macros. Which, by the way, I did that and it worked for me. So, I think that anything will necessarily work for you as long as you apply it. You know,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, you just have to apply it.
And there's, you know, bodybuilding style workouts, there's CrossFit style workouts. And I think both you and I saw Jason's transformation, you're proof that, you know, you can get ripped and be a CrossFitter.
Yeah.
Cause sometimes we see those CrossFitters that are a little on the chubby side and that just because their diet is off.
It's their diet.
That's
yeah.
It.
You
okay.
can, and I see people like that all the time in the CrossFit, and you can work out 6-7 days a week. But if you're putting pizza and beers down your throat because to reward yourself for that workout, you're not going to have the drastic changes. But it's not a drastic timing thing. I mean, it's my workouts are an hour long. I do the class with people. If I work out on my own, it's the same thing. It's usually no more than an hour. And there's days if I'm in a time crunch, I'll do a 20-minute workout and I'm done and I get on with my day.
So, and you do that 6 days a week?
6 days a week, usually one rest day.
Okay.
And that's juggling the nutrition business, the gym business,
your kids,
my two kids. Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay. You're motivating me.
It can be done.
I'm going to get ripped. I'm going to get ripped. All right. So you're telling me all I got to do is work out 1 hour a day, 6 days a week, and eat like Kara, and I can put on a bikini like Kara does.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to do it.
But you need to put forth 100% effort in that workout too.
I'm going to do it. Okay. 100% effort in the workout.
100% effort.
Okay.
Yeah.
It.
And what you think is 100% probably isn't. You, once you get to there, you'll know.
Balls to the wall.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. I got it. Ramon Cardenas. Look at, I knew this was going to be a good show because I know this is a show that people, Lisa, you have any shows about diet or fitness? Think of any questions. You have up close and up personal access right here. All right. All right. Ramon Cardenas Jr. writes, any recommendations for a midday snack from 3 to 5 p.m.? Wait, can I show him?
Yes.
I'll show him.
Please.
Here. Oh, where's my bag? Did I throw it away? Oh, I threw it away. Mixed nuts.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Salt-free.
Salt-free. They
the
can
lodium,
be roasted.
The
they can be raw.
Okay.
Bag of mixed nuts. You could even do beef jerky. There's some healthier options.
Okay.
Handful of fruit, you know,
but
a little
not
baggy
that much.
Fruit. Not that much. No,
that
you want to limit it to about 2 servings a day, and 2 servings would mean 1 serving would be an apple.
Okay.
Half a cup of berries.
Okay.
And okay. Those are the easiest go-to snacks.
You know, I learned something from you. You sent a picture to me, and you had like 5 baggies of mixed nuts and like snacks.
Yep.
And I'll admit something. During the detox, I did it. And then, like, today I went to grab my baggies and they were gone. And so I had to grab the remaining bag of nuts. So part of it is, like, every Sunday you got to go do your grocery shopping.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to sit down. And because I do remember I was never hungry during the detox. I never felt hungry because
right.
the nuts were, like, my in-between. And so it didn't really feel all that bad to me.
Yeah.
Other than
and they're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, I go to Trader Joe's. I'll buy my favorite bags of nuts and mix them together. If you're not detoxing, they have those dried banana chips and you put them in just the little Ziploc snack baggies and it's the perfect amount. You can throw them in your car, throw them in your briefcase, your purse, whatever it may be, and take them with you.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So this is a question from my favorite city in the world, my hometown, New York City, Ileana Fleischman. Writes, how do you plan weekly meals if you can't cook all week and want the kids to eat healthy too?
Good question. Usually on Saturday night, Sunday morning, so kind of go through and give a plan of action what I want to eat through the week. But of course, we have a busy lifestyle too, and the kids are always, you know, school pickups, work, everything. We can't always stick to that. So if it's a last minute meal, I mean, like I said, we'll throw together some macaroni and cheese and grilled chicken for the kids. For ourselves, if we get home late or we're very busy, I'll throw egg whites and vegetables into a pan. And
that's another thing. That's another thing. That
I like.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. But
that's okay. It's healthy. It's quick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it takes 5 minutes. I started posting this week on my Instagram account, little 5 minute meals. That you can do. And it's just using your leftovers. It's just the simple things. So you don't have to necessarily have your entire week planned out for meals. Just as long as you have a couple emergency go-tos, and mine personally is just egg whites and veggies. It's 5 minutes.
What's your Instagram account? I just got you a bunch of followers.
BaseFit Nutrition.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, just look on BaseFit Nutrition and I'll do the live videos. I'll post recipes.
BaseFit Nutrition.
Yeah.
So why don't you hook me up too and go on there and say, if you want to get chubby, go follow my buddy, Danny Morrell. All right, cool, cool, awesome. And I think that is the last question on Instagram. Let's go to Facebook real fast. I'm going to facebook.com/danny.morrell.page. Let's see what we have there. Okay, we got a question here from Gabriel Gilbrin. Gabriel writes, how do you create the best mindset to eat healthy consistently? And we might have answered that already.
Yeah, you have to find it within yourself. You write a goal that's going to work for your mindset.
Okay.
With my clients, I'll help you write that, but that's got to come from within.
Okay.
And if you're not ready for it, it's going to be a struggle.
Okay.
But once you have that mindset, you write down your goal and you just make it your daily mantra. And like I said, you repeat it to yourself every single day.
You know, guys, I think, and if I may, I think it's just what Kara's saying is it's got to become important to you.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, the same way we talk about business and we talk about prospecting, and you know, we learned last week's episode with John Tsai. He said he hasn't missed a prospecting session since 2012. I mean, that reminds me a lot of your mom, who rarely mm-hmm. misses a workout session.
Right.
You know, and look, I've been coaching sales and business people for a long time, upwards of 10 years now. And I will admit that different people are wired different ways. And for different people, this discipline comes a little bit easier than others, right? And so mm-hmm. I think it all boils down to you've got to go, and we all have got to go through a mental training process where it's like, you got to decide what you want and mm-hmm. what you don't want in life, period, end of story.
Right.
It's like I was talking to Claudia the other day, because obviously you've helped us tremendously. You know, Claudia was mentioned. She says, you know, I've got the rest of my life. Like, do I want to be fit or do I want to be unfit? Do I want to feel great or do I not? Those are decisions you have to make. Mm-hmm. Same thing if you're in the real estate sales business. You got to think, you know what, man, I got a good 10 to 20 years left. Like, I think about that all the time, Kara. I've got, you know, I'm going to be 40 years old this year. I'm going to be in the game at least another 20 years. I mean, I've got a couple of choices to make. A, do I want to be like everybody else? B, do I want to be like the cream of the crop in our industry? Or C, do I want to revolutionize the industry and change everything? And I just choose C. So all my actions are in accordance with that choice.
Yeah.
Kind of boils down the same thing to what in the fitness world, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. It's exactly the same thing. And it takes practice. And it's, yeah. You have to want it bad enough. If it's not deep from within inside of you, it's maybe that's not what your goal is.
Right.
But with health and fitness, it's so important. And the changes I've seen in people and in myself too, is if I don't eat as well, or I go off of it a little bit, I don't perform as well in my daily life.
Got it.
It's my routine.
Got
and
it.
Without it, I'm not the same. And it transfers over to everybody in their workforce. I have so many people that come to me and is like, I have more energy at work. I'm more productive. I can last all day. I don't need my 3 p.m. coffee. I'm not crashing. You know, it's life-changing for people. And it just, to see it not just with their diet and losing weight, to see it transform over
in
to
everything.
Other,
right.
Everything.
Their confidence,
absolutely.
The way they feel about themselves. I mean,
yeah, they'll stand taller. They'll walk better. They'll communicate better with people. There's so many changes.
I can tell you this much right now. I can pretty much guarantee you there is no super fit person that is in an abusive relationship.
Probably not.
I can probably guarantee you that, because there's a level of confidence that you have. There's
yeah.
a level of assuredness that you have. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You're feeling good from the inside out.
Heck
and
yeah. Heck
that
yeah.
That portrays into everything that you do.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm a better mom to my kids because of it. I'm a better business owner because of it. It's everything.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. All right. So we've got a question here from Ms. Claudia Morrell. Claudia asks, for someone that is starting their fitness venture, what is a quick meal that you can prepare for the week? And what kind of workout do you suggest for them?
Chicken salads.
Chicken salads.
Yeah. Just whether you want to grill it, bake it, whatever's easiest for you. Again, I have a recipe on there. I think it's one of those 5-minute prep, throw it in the oven. It's done in 30 minutes. We do it at home. It'll last you the whole week. And all you need to do is throw it on top of a salad. That's going to be the easiest. And what was the second part of the question?
And what kind of workout do you suggest for them? For someone's just getting started.
Running, jogging, just get out and move.
Do something.
You know, just move. If you can't run, walk. You know, walk out the front door and walk a mile or two. Okay. And you build upon that. You jog a little bit, then you run a little bit. And, you know, what turns into a half a mile is now a mile, is now 2 miles, 3 miles. And you build upon it from there. And then when you build the confidence and you get a gym membership.
Got it.
You know, go to the gym, do stuff there. And that's where gyms like, you know, mine personally is a CrossFit, but gyms like that, if you don't know what to do, you know, even myself, it's overwhelming. I go into a big gym, like, what do I do?
Right, right. Gotcha.
There's nobody to direct you. And and that's just the next step. But first step is just keep it simple. Pick your favorite meat, make a ton of it, throw it on top of some greens, some vegetables, have that for the week. It might be boring.
It's going to get the job done.
It's going to get the job done. And then you build upon it from there. And as far as exercising, I just go out the front door and go for a walk.
Cool.
Take the dog, whatever's easier. And it's, you know, no excuses. If it's raining, grab an umbrella.
Yeah.
If you just have to take that first step.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Carla Godinez writes, I'm in the process of a 6-week weight loss challenge. And one of my concerns is once it's done, how do I incorporate other foods back into my diet without going back to old habits? You know, this is a good question.
Very good question.
It's a question that I have always had.
Yeah.
I guess I know the answer. It's all mindset and determination, but I'd like to hear what your thoughts are.
You pick one food. So whatever foods you've taken out of your diet for that challenge, when it's done, if you want to incorporate other foods back in, pick one thing. If it's pasta, pick that pasta. Just see how your body reacts to it.
Okay.
Don't do breads, pastas, tortillas, whatever your choice is. Don't do it all at once.
Right.
Because you're not going to be able to pinpoint what's making you maybe feel off.
I'll tell you something right now. Today I feel a little, you know, I think the oatmeal had a little bit of a impact on me.
I can imagine it did.
Because I don't feel as like tight.
Yeah.
And that's why I keep wanting to drink my water because I'm like, I don't like this feeling.
You'll get bloated. Your body's not used to it.
Yeah. I feel bloated right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And that'll stay with you for the day. It'll, by tomorrow, it'll be gone, but you just incorporate one food and
okay.
You had your oatmeal. If it's for somebody, I know a lot of people like cheese, you put cheese into it, see how your body reacts. Most likely you're probably going to get a stomach ache, not feel very good. And then you take it, you're not going to want it anymore. Take it back out.
Yeah. But I'll always want cookies though, Kara.
No,
that's my problem. That's my problem.
You don't have to give up the cookies.
I will always want the damn cookies. All right, hold on. I got one more quote. I think we're done. Veronica Salcido writes, I'm looking to change my eating habits and really determined to live a healthier lifestyle. Do you have a step program to transition from one set of eating habits to gradually build up to eating habits to long-term habits or results? And I'm going to end that question with the perfect answer. Sign up for Kara's program.
That's exactly what I do.
Look at that. And Kara, you don't even have to pay me a commission. Okay. Sign up for Kara's program. So Kara, let's talk about that. How do people get a hold of you?
You can email me. It's info@basefitnutrition.com.
Okay.
You can find me on Facebook, at Basefit Nutrition, or on Instagram, Basefit Nutrition.
Basefit Nutrition for all of the above. So, and that is BASFIT, one word, two words.
BASEFIT.
BASEFIT. She even gives you spelling coaching. Look at that. Fantastic. And any last minute recommendations for everybody?
Just look at my Instagram, my Facebook, kind of start from there. Look at the recipes. I always post anything that's going to help you get you started. And then I can help you take it to the next level if that's what you want. But it all starts up there.
Yeah, she can. She'll literally, I mean, I have to send her a picture of everything that I eat. And if I didn't send her a picture, she's like, so what's up? Did you not eat today? And I'm like, gosh darn
it. Yeah, and that's it too. It's the daily accountability. You will have to send me pictures, but I will teach you what to eat prior to those those pictures being sent. Awesome. So there's no hiding. And I assume if the picture didn't come through, it probably wasn't a good meal.
Probably wasn't a good meal. Yep, absolutely. I love it. I love it. All right, guys, that is a wrap of, I don't even know what episode it is, so I'm not even going to try it, of the Real Estate Sales Show. Thank you, Kara, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I've never had this many questions. That means that it's going to be a popular show because I think a lot of people struggle with it, especially business people who have one-track mind on business. Really, when you want to have your cake and eat it too, no pun intended, you got to be the best example of every area of your life that you possibly can be.
And you change that nutrition, you will be better in business, more productive.
I love it. That's a wrap, guys. As a reminder, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, rate our show, give us a 5-star or above rating, and write a review. You guys haven't written a review in a while, so write a review. I'll share it here on the show, and make sure that you're sharing the show with all of your family members and friends. Take care. God bless everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.